This podcast is from the 1991 Piano Jazz Archives.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Joey DeFrancesco. He's a young wizard of the organ, and he's just as magical on piano, too. Joey, you know I'm mad at you already.
Why is that?
Well, because you're so young and you're so terrific, and how did you get so good at such an early age?
Well, first of all, thank you for all those wonderful things to say to me. That means a lot. But I started playing when I was four. My dad also plays. He played the organ and all the excellent, you know, the real good jazz albums were in the house. And from the time I was a young boy, I heard all these wonderful recordings of different artists. And also hearing my father play the instrument in the home, I was immediately attracted to the sound and, you know, wanted to play it.
Well, did he have an organ in the house?
Yes, he did. And he also played in clubs and stuff around the city in Philadelphia. And he would, when I was around 6 and 7, he started taking me with me. And I, at that time, I was playing the blues. I was sitting in with his group.
Oh, my God. You mean he'd take you around, and then he would probably know somebody that was playing,
mm-hmm.
and ask them if you could sit in?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when he had a group, too, and I'd sit in with his group all the time.
Well, that's terrific. But now, did he give you lessons or just let you go your own way?
He guided me in the right directions. Once he saw that I was very interested in playing music, playing jazz, playing the organ, he never really pushed me before that, but he saw that's what I wanted to do. And basically, he showed me different things about how to do this and different technical things about the instrument. And then when I was 10, he had me go to the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia for classical training on piano. He thought I should do that for other technical skills. He wanted me to be able to do everything. And I went there for 5 years.
I was going to say, it worked out that you can do everything. I ought to ask you, in fact, I will, to ask you to play a solo because I just can't wait to hear you do something.
Mm.
How about one of your own tunes?
Okay. I'm going to do a tune called Lights, Camera, Action. That's on my... I recorded that on my second album with a big band, but I never played it solo, so this is the first time.
Well, great. It's going to be good. That has nice changes.
Thank you. Thanks
that's
a lot.
That's a good tune. Boy, that's a far cry from a big band arrangement. Solo piano. Well, how do you like playing solo piano? Do you do that once in a while when you're home?
Oh, yeah, I always do. I really like it. It's fun to do, and it's can't beat the sound, you know, that piano sound, you know.
Well, of course, that's what I think. But I must say the organ is good, too. Having heard a few fine players in my time, who's your favorite?
Well, I would say my dad. He's first because I learned a lot from him, and he's my favorite.
Does he play professionally still?
No, he's kind of stopped for a while because he was doing everything with me and taking me everywhere, but he's just starting up again. He always did play it, but he wants to start going out again and playing.
What name does he go under? The same?
John DeFrancesco.
John DeFrancesco. Well, how about another tune, Joey?
Okay. Next tune is a ballad that I wrote. That's on my latest album. It's called OEI. It's actually somebody's last name, which is OE. And, well, here it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a very beautiful tune.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, when you're going to write something, do you hear it in your head, or do you sit down at the piano and say, now I'm going to write something? Or how does it work for you?
Well, I wrote that for somebody. Like I said, her name is Sandra Oe. She's
It sounded like that was written for some young lady.
Well, actually, it's written for somebody that works for record company, who's helped me out a lot, and
that's nice.
She's also a very good friend, so
it's nice.
I told her I'd write her a song. So when you have somebody in mind, I have somebody in mind for a song, I write a certain way, you know.
It's funny, it does work like that, doesn't it?
It really does.
You have a picture of the person, or the mood, or the way they are, or the way you feel about them, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why that came out so pretty. Mm. I was listening to some of those right-hand things. You must practice a lot.
Oh, definitely, yes.
How would you say you practice a few hours every day?
Probably 4 hours a day.
Do you really?
Yes, and there was a time when I was little, I would practice 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny. I used to do that years ago. I don't think I had any teenage life. I was always playing Hannon scales and mm-hmm. learning classical pieces. But it was such fun. It just seemed like nothing else.
Right. It is fun.
I think that's wonderful. Well, what do you say we try and do something together?
That would be great.
Something for, like, one of the tunes off one of your Columbia albums.
Okay.
Teach Me Tonight.
That would be great.
All right, that's a good tune.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Kick off the tempo and we'll start right on it.
Okay.
The way we rehearsed every note. Oh, that's fun.
That sure
there's
is.
There's a little touch of Earl Garner in there too. Isn't
oh,
there?
I love Earl Garner. Big influence.
Oh God, that guy. He was too much, and he used to. I used to love to watch him because he would do these introductions that were so long, and the sidemen never knew what the tune was going to be or the key. Or anything else. I mean, he just kept everybody in the dark till he would start the tune.
Exactly.
It was amazing.
Oh, I know.
But they were good because they could always pick up on.
But everything he played was so modern, you know.
Yeah, wasn't it? And oh, so hard beautiful. Swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing guy.
Well, you've been listening to me play. How about if I hear you play something?
I don't mind a bit. You sort of inspiring me. I hope I can come up with something nice. As a matter of fact, I think I'll do one of my own tunes.
Oh, wonderful.
And this one's called Willow Creek.
Thank you.
gorgeous. Talk about pretty chords.
Thank you. Well, this hour goes by so fast, it's like nothing.
Yeah, it really does.
Now I'm really ready to play. And we have to stop. And we were talking before about doing Cherokee. You want to have a go at that, Joey?
Sure.
But before we go into it, I'd just like to tell you what a kick it is getting to play with you. And I really think you have a great career ahead of you, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, but it's an even bigger kick for me to be playing here.
All right, let's have a go at Cherokee.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.